Read it, Ozzy.
The views and opinions of Ozzy V are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily, you still haven't fixed that, by the way, represent the views and opinions of Flesh Wound Features, Flesh Wound Horror, or any of their respective affiliates and podcasters.
Good job.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, happy Halloween, I should say, to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review your and our favorite comedy films. Sometimes they're not even favorites, and sometimes they're questionably comedies, but anyhow, more on that later. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
I'm great. Just excited for some Halloween partying and great movies, like fun size. How are you doing, Ozzy?
I'm peachy! Todd, Flesh Wound producer, how are you?
I'm alrighty. I think I'm doing a little bit better than you.
Well, here's the thing, is this episode was going to go one of either two ways. Now, just to explain something, is that this movie that we will be discussing and reviewing, Fun Size, released in 2012. We'll get to that shortly. But it was voted on by the Patreon audience, which you will have an opportunity to vote on next month's film that we will discuss and review. And it only takes $1 per month to be able to vote. Now, before I jump into this film, I just had a little situation run into me this week. Now, we've all had experiences with cable providers and their customer service representatives, I'm sure, right? Yeah.
They're worse.
Sure, right? And in the area that I'm in, it was Spectrum, right? And a couple months ago, I was happy to cancel my Spectrum service. Now, the funny thing is I called on the day and they said, well, you actually just called on the day of a new billing cycle, so you're going to be billed a new month. I said, no, just disconnect it and prorate me for the day. And they said, we don't do prorating. And I said, well, that's stupid and that's your problem. And I just didn't pay it, right? So that was back in July, fast forward to last Thursday, right? I'm walking my roommate's dog and I'm just listening to a podcast and I just hear a call go through. I decide what the hell to answer it. And it was Spectrum. And it said, excuse me, is this Osvaldo Venegas? I said, yes. I said, my name is Omar. I'm calling on a recorded line. I'm calling because you have a balance due of $187, yada, yada, whatever the bill was for the month. I said, right, I remember because I called to cancel and then the person I called to cancel with said, well, it's the new billing cycle and you'll be charged another month. And I was like, that seems stupid. I'm not going to pay that. That's where we left off. But I'll tell you what, Omar, I'll pay whatever I need to pay. If you can just tell me, answer one question for me. So you're calling me, telling me like, hey, I'm Spectrum, you owe us money. Yet the only thing I get in the mail are letters from Spectrum saying, hey, come join us, or hey, come back. Here's the funny thing, Omar. All those letters are in Spanish. Why are all these letters in Spanish, Omar? Is it because my name is Osvaldo Venegas and I'm just some here that just only speaks Spanish? Is that why? He's like, oh, wow, that's some language. I was like, don't give me that, dude. I've been getting this my entire life, all right? So do you have any insight as to why I've been getting all this? And he says, well, I'm sure it's just a mistake. For the past decade, come on. And he says, well, I'm also calling because you have a fee of unreturned equipment. I was like, unreturned equipment? You mean the three boxes I was holding in my hands waiting in line at the UPS store, waiting for somebody to help me? And then it's, oh, this is the best part. It says, oh, wow, 20 minutes out of your entire day. That seems like a long time. Were you just standing there and nobody was helping you? I said, no, your line was out the door, and that's a great job you're doing of some customer service, and you said this was recorded, so I hope whoever hears this listens to this and at least laughs their ass off. All right, have a good day. Never call me back. I hung up the phone. Here's the thing. I was so mad, I almost called back. I'm loving talk to Homer. I'm not done. Dude, right? So that was Spectrum. And then Todd's like, hey, we're going to watch Fun Size. And I'm like, ah! I didn't really yell. I just wanted to save Todd the effort of needing to blank something out. So back to the fun part, I guess you could say. Come on, everybody's had their experience with cable companies, right? But that was, and Omar, if you're watching, fantastic job. All right, now I
talk about this movie, Fun Size, released on a, holy cow, I just did something when I slammed.
Yes, you did.
On.
Yes, you did.
We are your headphones unhooked?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize in my rage and my Hulk smashing. Omar shut off my internet somehow. I don't know how that happened, but regardless, you can see that whole going on deal on the Patreon. Now, right now, let's get back into this. The movie was Fun Size, released on October 25th, 2012, courtesy of Paramount Pictures, and I use that word lightly. Todd, do you have a trailer available?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic.
Ugh, Halloween. All the lamos come to school in costumes.
Watch it.
Like they have a bat signal. Aaron Riley is crazy hot. You got the invite to his party tonight, right? I notice you and I are listed in the top 200.
I think it's alphabetical.
Oh my God, he's coming over.
You're coming to the party, right?
We will definitely be there. I've been waiting for this. It's all falling into place. Invited to Aaron Riley's party, costume figured out. As for April, I'm betting sexy kitty, which just leaves my little brother,
Albert!
Gross. Whatever. For once, he's not my problem.
Oh no, I forgot to tell you. You're gonna watch Albert tonight.
No, Mom, the party! Don't do this to me!
I love you, thank you, you're welcome. This sucks. I can't believe we're missing the party.
It's Aaron.
A smiley face emoticon? That seals the deal, Ren. That is how love works.
Where's Albert?
Albert! Albert!
My mom is gonna kill me. So, Spidey, you just chilling out here by yourself? You don't have any friends or anything?
Well, tell you what, I need a man for a mission to avenge one broken heart. Are you in? Take your time. Bam!
If we don't find your brother soon, we're gonna miss the party. Oh, nerd alert. Hey, guys, we need a car.
The thing is, I can't drive with anyone outside my immediate social circles.
But we're friends.
Prostitution. We can ask 200 people if they've seen him.
I don't really get all the hype about Aaron.
Well, A, he's gorgeous. And B, please refer to A.
I'm actually a worse parent than my mom.
Come on, how much trouble could he get into?
You might want to put your mask on. You're about to be an accessory to a major crime.
It's my duty to tell you are one step away from total social suicide.
Trick or treat, bitch!
Please, we have a situation involving a musket and a drumstick.
I have this.
No! I did not have it.
Bam.
There we go. There we go.
Well, this was voted on by the Patreon members, and congratulations. You got me! This movie has rated PG-13 with a runtime of 86 minutes. Directed by Josh Schwartz, creator of The OC and co-creator of Gossip Girl. Written by Max Werner, who is also a writer on The Colbert Report. Starring Victoria Justice, Chelsea Handler, Thomas Mann, and Gene Levy as Ren's best friend. Initial thoughts on this is when Todd first said we're watching Fun Size, I gave that expression out earlier. That was my initial thought, and it was fairly accurate. Greg?
I hadn't heard of this film, and, you know, this is just, it was just a fun film. But I think I understand, after being reminded of a few things in the trailer, why Ozzy is so upset at this film. Like, I think I figured it out. Little Spider-Man that doesn't say anything has more game than Ozzy. I think that's what it comes down to. But I had fun. It was a fun flick.
Todd?
See, you know, it's funny. Like, Ozzy did the groan. Like, the movie I was dreading was the Madea movie. I've never watched one. I would like to keep it that way. I was afraid that was going to win. That and Scary Movie, those are tied for a while. And then Fun Size got the last few votes and came out of nowhere. I was like, I'm cool with that because I watch this movie every year since I discovered it a couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
So Ozzy, what about you? What are your initial thoughts?
I said my initial thoughts.
So what are your secondary thoughts?
Okay, or going into moment? It. No, before I get into I just want to make something clear is that this movie isn't absent of good lines. There are some funny moments in this movie. The problem that I really had with it is that it's about 2.5 hours of gags in 86 minutes. And you're thinking, how is that possible? I don't know. It just feels like it. Because I paused at one point and I saw that there was still half of it left. And I started going into a rant inside my house. My roommate's dog was freaking out. I had to apologize.
Which is funny.
Hold on a second. In fact, he got so upset. Sometimes my roommate's dog will chill with me as I'm watching these movies. And he groaned. The dog groaned. The dog looked at me like, I'm going to sleep. I can't. I swear to God, I almost took a picture of it. It was embarrassing. Like, I got to watch this. Yeah, take a nap. I wish I could.
You know, I know it's Halloween, but the Grinch is more of a Christmas thing, Ozzy. Just.
It's funny because this feels like the definition of farce. That's why I was like, all right, this is going to be an easy one.
It's
Adventures in Babysitting on Halloween. You can have Thor pop up.
It's Adventures in Babysitting there. On cocaine.
Okay. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
In a bad way. So there's a particular line. Hold on a second. There's a particular line where the kid is given packets of sugar and the person who's giving it to him jokes saying, hey, just go ahead and mainline that. No kidding. Just don't mainline that, which is funny when I heard it. But then I thought that's kind of like what this movie feels like. It feels like somebody mainlined sugar and just jumped onto it like. It starts out okay, but then it starts going all over the place, and it's hard to keep track of one single plot line. So that's where I was. That's why I started cutting a promo in the middle of my house on this movie for about 10 minutes. But no, it's seriously, like, it got to the point in my notes where you can't see this, but it said this, right? And then it was, what the, I didn't even finish that whole, and there was notes I didn't even finish because I was so pissed off. Okay, so that out of the way, I think the line that did make me laugh the most was probably my ass is killing this cat. and the scene with the CGI on the cat having the allergy attack was actually pretty good. I'll give it that. I will say that. And that did crack me up a little bit, and I do have an honorable mention just in case. Like I said, it's not without its lines, but still, like, the events that happen, I mean, like, if you're gonna create a world where stuff doesn't make sense, do it all the way, but if you're gonna mix the two, then it's just stupid. I felt like it was trying to be super bad for a second.
It's a Nickelodeon movie.
Also. A Nickelodeon, yeah, exactly. Trying to be super bad. You know what I mean? But, like,
it's too busy being Adventures of Babysitting.
I mean, look, it's better than Good Burger, so they've taken steps, and I liked Good Burger, but still. right. Granted, last time I saw it, I was the appropriate age for Good Burger, so maybe it doesn't hold up. But that being said, like, it's unfortunate that it was in the trailer, but one of the favorite moments was when they were driving, trying to get away, and he had that moment where he says, "I have this." And then he backs up and hits the chicken or hits the building. And he says, I did not have it. And then the chicken falls and humps the car. Like, that was just one after another. Fantastic.
Yeah. That whole bit from the Josh Groban stuff on that whole little run. I could not stop. I legitimately had a pause. Tell Pugs, this is the year you need to watch this. I didn't tell Ozzy that. I know.
You didn't go. Okay, so Todd, is that
my favorite moment? There's so many. There's a lot of really good ADR lines too. One in particular was, for the record, those were not real tears. After I think it was Thor, like was running away. And yeah, that one I couldn't stop laughing, which was an ADR line too.
But so, like sorry.
But like, there's so many good lines and funny moments. I think Ozzy just doesn't like love.
No, it. There was three separate movies.
There was no money in this. Once.
There was no what?
No money in it. So it's like
accurate. No, so here's what was driving me crazy at points. When I talk about, if you're going to like create a world where like absolutely nothing makes sense, then all the stuff could happen. Great. But if you're going to like involve police, it's like, well, now you're trying to like make sense of things. Like about, I don't want to spoil things, but it's, there's a moment where a child is being ransomed and it's like, okay, cool. We're good, right? Oh God, come on, give me a break. Like, are you kidding? And then, I mean, there's a moment here when it's like the brother's missing and they're standing in the backyard of a party. Like, what the fuck is going on? It's stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'll take Superbad because I brought that up, right? Michael Cera's primary objective. He wants to get with, what was it? Becca, right? That's his MO of the movie. And what's stopping him from getting there? He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a way to get there, right? Simple. Now it's like, oh, I can get there, but I got to watch my brother. And what's funny is that when they pulled up the phone, there was no timestamp on it. And it's just mentioned like, hey, what time's his bedtime? And she looks at the phone. And then just as maybe I could figure this out, like, oh, the bedtime's like, oh, it's 8:55. They should just go home, whatever. Like, it's just,
wait.
Stuff that was taking me out and just trying to, what? Like, and then so, kids toilet papering a car.
But you're fine with a movie where a gopher runs around and they blow shit up. That logic's okay.
Or Rat Race, where there's like a million different storylines going on at once.
But the primary objective of everybody is to get to Silver City, New Mexico. Right. All of a sudden there's a therapy session that breaks out about a single mom. And then she's still got the love interest that's tied in like the typical teen movie. And meanwhile, this kid's missing. So, like I said, a lot of stuff going on. And I'm not saying it was without its bad lines. Like even when the kid, the Roosevelt came home and she fell for a guy that can't even play a proper C chord. Like that made me laugh. Right. Like there's lines in there that made me laugh. It's just, the events happening so quickly and so close together made this feel closer like a caricature of a comedy rather than an actual comedy.
So it was too funny.
No, I don't understand what it's like.
when you hear like it's I don't know, it just felt too much. It felt too much. You ever overload something with sugar? And it's like, this has way too much sugar. You ever like overload something with alcohol that it's barely even drinkable? You know what I mean? That's what it felt like.
Get through it because you know it's followed by a good time. So
felt like I ordered a double from a VFW where they just basically put in like this much Coke. That's not I don't want that. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too f-ing hammered anymore. I'm not 26 years old. I'm 38. I'm old. Yes, I'll say it. I'm old. All right. If I was 13 years old, I'd probably love this movie, but I'm not 13 years old. So if you're 13 years old, you might love this movie. Todd, is it streaming anywhere?
No, but it is on digital and you can purchase it on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yes.
All right. So getting into this ratings, I'm just going to, it's a 2. I'm giving it a 2. Greg?
I'm giving it a 4.5. I had a great time with this film. Like, this is going to be one that I definitely tell people about. And just as another honorable mention, when he goes, see, it's not like I hang out with lame 8-year-olds. God.
That's what I was writing down. Real quick. Okay. Did you want to give your rating, Todd, real quick? Or should I get into this real quick? Because
you can go. Come back to me.
He just left the store. His job, he just, all right, I'm just going to go and I'm just going to bring this kid with me. And he witnesses a kidnapping, and not once does he think, I'm going to call the police. There's a guy with a kid in the back seat and he's drinking. He's drunk. No, it's cool. I'm going to go do something. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like I said, there's somebody else in the movie that was calling the police. That's telling me as the viewer, like, oh, in this universe, they call the police when weird stuff happens. Yet there's this character named Fuzzy who just left his job, just willy nilly, no problem. Took some stuff, and I'm gonna chase this drunk guy home. And he just happened to find out where he exactly lived, by the way. So, Todd,
I didn't shout out that Knox, Johnny Knoxville, when he gets to his house, he's drinking a 40 old E. I did pop for that, but and not just because of that. Once I discovered this like 2-3 years ago, and I've watched it every year since. It's perfect for Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's a 5.
There we go.
So,
whatever.
It's a fun flick, man.
I'm really shocked. When this won, I was kind of bummed. I was like, well, this is going to be an easy one. Wasn't expecting this.
It's just, I'm not saying it was too funny. I'm saying it was too much. Honestly, everything that
did you know Universal Studios once told Rob Zombie that House of a Thousand Corpses was too scary, so they didn't release it? Do you understand? That's the same logic you're using. It doesn't make any sense to me. Wait, this was too funny.
Fireworks movie right now?
No. Listen. Again, there is the plot line of the single mom that broke down to a therapy session.
Okay.
There is the plot line of the typical teen love story, falling in love with the cute guy, but then not ignoring the guy that whatever, right? And then there's the brother that goes missing. That I'm explaining all that going on is too much.
I should have known. Should have known.
What's that?
200 cigarettes. Slimmer thing.
There you go. There you go. And I also rated that a 2 as well. Not a great flick. Go watch that episode if you think you disagree.
It might have even been a great Affleck.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, next week we'll be back with a new episode where we will be reviewing the 1988 comedy starring Richard Pryor, Moving. That should be a fun discussion. Looking forward to that one. Do you have anything else you guys want to say before we head out for the evening?
Happy Halloween.
That's right. It's Halloween. I mean, listen, to me, it's just Rage Day. It just... Ah! Yeah. Anyway.
That was last night. Oh. That's Devil's Night.
That is world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd. And I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.